Hello, hello, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. This is a segment I used to do on WGN Radio where I would pitch terrible inventions to the unknowing WGN Radio audience. They would call and text and tell me I'm an idiot. This is an old episode from way back when, actually one of my favorites for a product that just screams selfishness and really pushes all the right buttons to get a bunch of AM radio demographic listeners riled up and pissed. So enjoy the me first. Hit me with that frying pan. 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 I said, hit me.
There it is. Yes, it's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. You hear that sound? That is the frying pan. We are ready for the best radio, the best hour in Chicago radio. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah, there we go. Gadlin, of course, is the brain behind the successful local business. I want to draw a cat for you.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. Now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. And before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There we go. He's giving us this exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back, buddy. Good to see you.
It's great to see you, Justin.
It's been a couple weeks. You know, we haven't had shows because of the Blackhawks and other things and the holidays, and we haven't been able to see you. So it's great. And that, I would assume that gives you a little bit of time to marinate your ideas.
Yeah, you know, I call it percolation. The ideas come fast and furious all the time. But what this time off has done is really given me time to refine an idea that I know your audience is
going
to love.
All right, there we go. So you know what? Let's get to it. The number, let me throw the number out. This is for numbers you can call in or you can text in whether or not you like Steve Gadlin's new idea. 312-981-7200. The way we play yay or nay on the new idea. So, Steve, without further ado, why don't we get to this week's frying pan idea?
Okay, so this one solves a problem that we all have. We go out to restaurants now. Mm-hmm. And we either put our name in at the front or we place our order. And instead of being shown to a table or being given our food, we're given a square little pager or a rectangular pager.
Right, if you go to the Outback Steakhouse or something like that.
Right. Pretty much any restaurant in the city. So if you have one of those, you then have to wait until that pager blinks and glows and buzzes until you're allowed to go to your seat and sit and enjoy your dinner, or before you can go to the counter and pick up your meal. And what always frustrated me about that is suddenly you're eating on someone else's terms. Who is this person that gets to decide when it's your turn to get your food or when it's your turn to eat? So the invention that we're testing right now, and it's working quite well, it's called the Me First.
The Me First.
Yes. Now, the Me First is actually a keychain apparatus that hooks right onto your keys. And it works because all of these devices are really just engineered through simple radio signals. So what you do is when you're handed your buzzer or you're handed your little pager, you take the Me First, you hold it over, you wait till the red light turns green, meaning we've picked up the signal, you press the button, and your device will immediately buzz. It will immediately start blinking and buzzing.
So it almost hijacks the
I wouldn't say hijack. It tells the restaurant that it's your turn. Me First. So you take that up to the counter and they'll give you your food, or they'll show you to your table, which will be ready. The Me First.
All right, I've questions.
Sure.
But I'm not going to I'm gonna let the listeners ask the questions.
Okay.
And evaluate the Me First.
You know, it's really about taking control of mealtime back into the hands of the consumer instead of into the hands of the maitre d' or the host or hostess.
Okay. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and see if you have an idea one way or the other on the Me First, which again is a device that sort of co-opts the radio frequency of one of the restaurant's pagers to manipulate to make you first in line.
You keep saying co-opt and manipulate. Really what it does is it tells the restaurant it's your turn. It's eating on your terms because you're the one who's coming to the restaurant to spend money. So it tells the restaurant that your table is ready. Uh-huh. It tells the restaurant that your food is ready when you are ready to eat.
All right. The lines are lighting up. Pete's on the line. He's staging the calls, getting them ready. 312-981-7200. Why don't we take a break so we can get these, so we can get everybody lined up. And when we come back, we'll get to yay or nay on the Me First here in the Frying Pan Download. Stay with us.
Hit me with that frying pan. 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 I said, hit me.
All right. It's the frying pan. I love it. I love that sound. Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com is in studio with his newest invention, an invention that he wants us to poke holes into and see if it's right and ready to pitch to his principal investor, Mark Cuban. Steve, one more time on the Me First.
Yeah, so the Me First is a device that takes eating, timing of your eating, back into your own hands when you're at a restaurant. Basically, when you order your food or put your name in for a table and you're given one of those familiar pagers, mm-hmm. And sent back to wait for who knows, for however long the restaurant decides, basically. This is a device that's on your keychain that taps into those radio signals. Mm-hmm. You hold it over your pager, press the button, and yours will immediately start glowing and buzzing. So you can take that back to the host or hostess, get your food, or get seated right away.
Okay, 312-981-7200. The lines are jacked. We also have a ton of texts. Let's go right to it. Dan, yay or nay on the Me First?
Well, I'm going to say nay for a couple reasons. Reason number one would be, let's say you go ahead and you do this, but mm-hmm. all of the tables are still full. Mm. So obviously you could take that up and they're going to say, well, you got to wait till the next person gets up and leaves.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If it does go off of, you know, frequencies and radio signals, do you have it set to where you wouldn't activate 20 of them? You know, everyone
great
who's
question.
Waiting.
Yeah, great technology question.
Yep.
Thanks, Dan. Let's hear what Steve has to say, because you had to have thought about the idea of what if a table's not ready.
Well, that's not how restaurants work, to be honest. There are always tables ready. They're always bringing someone to their table. Restaurants are designed with cyclical strategy in mind, so that people are always being let in and someone's always being let out. Mm-hmm. So there's always a table ready. The restaurant up till now has been the one to decide who gets to have it.
Well, so you think it's like a privilege kind of thing. They're choosing people based on clout or something else.
We don't know how they're choosing people. This takes that out of the equation, and it puts the power back into your hands, literally.
312-981-7200. What about Dan's other question about technology? I mean, are you worried that it would set off more than just the one that you used?
No. So this is also Bluetooth connected to your phone. So what that does is it provides a way for us to make sure we're linking to the pager that's in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you hold it right up to the pager and wait for that red light to turn green. Then it's speaking directly to the pager that you're holding.
312-981-7200. 606 texts in. They say, you know what? I would never go to a restaurant where I have to be seated, wait to be seated, period. So that's a yay, because that's what you're saying. You're like, I'm not going
to
wait.
You don't have to anymore.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's 847's got a great question. What if everyone in the restaurant has the Me First? This is from Sue in Glenview, who's a fan.
Well, thanks, Sue. You know, I don't... That's a good question. It's our hope that everyone will have one of these, to be honest, because we want to put the control back into the people's hands instead of into the host or hostess, who may be seating people based on criteria we don't even know. We have no idea how they get that order, but this allows us to make a line. If everyone has one and everyone presses that button, well, you know, they will press them in a certain order, mm-hmm. and they will get to the booth in a certain order, so they'd probably just form a line. And on a first-come, first-served basis, get to have their food or get the table. So,
okay.
But at least it puts some predictable order to the process.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Me First?
Nay.
Why?
Well, first of all, your comment about the predictable order, there's already a predictable order. That's the order you came in and you signed in. I also think that it's rude because the people that don't have one are going to sit there and wait and wonder why people that came in after them get to be seated before they will. And pretty much I'm thinking that's going to be our older generation who isn't so techno-savvy and isn't going to have your device.
Thank you, Kathy. So it's ageist.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think it's actually a great marketing tool. If you see someone using it and getting to go ahead of you, well, then you might go out and buy one. And that helps. Again, this is more a pitch to my potential investors than it is to potential customers. But I'll tell you, there's no greater motivator for buying something than, no, wait, I want to go first. You know, again, that's why
it's kind
called
of the iPhone
first.
Mentality.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
People stand in line for that, so they're the first ones that have it.
Yeah, and she says it's a predictable order already. No, that's what I'm saying. We're trained to believe it is, but we don't know that it is. Hmm. And this takes the mystery out of the equation, puts it right into your hands, right onto your keychain.
Well, every time we one caller hangs up, another one takes the place. Let's go to Earl. Earl of Frying Pan, yay or nay to the me first?
Nay. Mm-hmm. Kaufman, I can't believe this isn't one of your comedian buddies because this is outrageous. It's basically cheating and getting ahead of other people. How do you feel when you're in line at a takeout place and somebody tries to butt into line ahead of you? And also, I was a host in a restaurant for 8 years.
Oh.
And the reason you don't get a table is because there are no tables.
So you're saying that it's a legitimate system where Steve is questioning the authenticity of the host and the way that they choose tables.
Yes, I do.
All right, Earl, thank you for that.
I don't think it's cheating. I really don't. I think it is, again, taking your own fate into your own hands, and everyone has an equal opportunity to do that for only $79.95.
Oh, I was going to ask,
Yeah, well, that's the monthly subscription to the Me First. So if you are paying your monthly subscription, then you have the same capability as everyone else in the building. And in terms, again, you know, 50 hosts can call us and say that this is a perfectly standard first-come, first-serve system. We've all seen movies where the famous movie star walks in, snaps their fingers, and, oh, magically there's a table for them.
Right, they're always
the
able
tables
to get
are
one.
There. The tables are there. You know, let's take the tables back.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Sean. Sean, yay or nay on the frying pan idea this week, the me first.
Yeah, Steve, I'm sorry. I think you're just trying to market a product here. I think there are enough people that feel entitled that might want to buy this so that they can go first.
That's great.
But part of the system that already exists and allows you to take control is your ability to call ahead and say, I want a reservation.
That's a great question. Sean, I had the same thought. Yep.
And that's my ability to take control. Or if you don't do that, then you get your little fanny down to the restaurant early enough so you feel like you're there when you want to eat, be it 30 minutes later or whatnot.
Thank you, Sean. That's interesting. I thought the same thing about reservations. It seems like someone had this invention before, and it was called the reservation system.
Okay, fine. So if you know, maybe we just call this the instant reservation system, and maybe people won't think it's such a cheat or a rude thing.
So maybe the name, maybe it's the me first is making people think it's selfish and cheating. Maybe if you change it to like instant reservation,
then maybe it puts that in a framework that people already understand. Because Sean, that's all this is. It's making a reservation so that you can eat when you feel like eating. Mm-hmm. It's just instead of calling ahead, you're making the reservation instantly.
Let's go to John. John, yay or nay on the me first? What do you think, bud?
Kind of no. Yeah. I'll tell you why. The FCC would probably like to knock on the door on that one, even though it's a low power transmitter and this, that, and everything else. What frequency you're going to run at, this, that, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been in restaurants before, and they say, well, we don't really have those little octagon-sided gizmos or square-sided gizmos, but we'll take your phone number and send you a text.
Oh, yeah, that's
when
the new style.
Ready.
Yeah, that's a new style, right. Mm-hmm.
And for years, I've been going to one of your major sponsors. I'm going to ding, 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 ding. Mark Malnati.
Right.
Malnati's pizza.
Yeah, the Malnati's, right.
And I'll pre-order a pizza, and I'll say, I'm going to be there in 40 minutes. Just have a table ready. And they say, cool, everything's good. And, you know, because they have always plenty of
food. Yeah, right. All right, thanks, John. Never had a problem. Thanks, John. I appreciate that.
You know, John, we have to remember this is not just about tables. You know, maybe people are so hung up on tables. Remember, you go to a restaurant like Panera, you place your order, and then you have to wait until your buzzer buzzes to go pick up your food from the counter.
Right.
So how nice would it be to place your order and then use the Me First and be able to go up to the counter and get your food right away without having to wait for them to tell you your food is ready?
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, how cool would it be to go to Lou Malnati's and say, hi, I just, on a whim, decided to come in here. I'd like a deep dish sausage pizza. And then you press the button and voila, here's your pizza, sir.
312-981-7200 is the number. Let's take one more call before the break. Let's go to Mark. Mark, yay or nay on the Me First.
Big fan of the show, and Steve, big fan of your first venture through Shark Tank. I like it, but I think you could actually do better,
okay,
to be honest. I think on the way to the restaurant, a lot of restaurants don't take reservations now, especially quick serve, and this is sort of the style of restaurant you're referring to. This is not the style of restaurant where you've had to reserve 3 months ahead of time.
Right.
You're talking about fast casual restaurants
right now.
So at a fast casual restaurant, say I'm going to one that takes no reservations, well, through my smartphone, why can't I just inform the restaurant that I'm on the way, and that through location-based services the restaurant knows how serious I am about actually coming?
Thanks, Mark. That's a great point. That's again a technology tweak. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll be honest, it's something that I've already thought of and that we are implementing. Putting all this functionality right into your smartphone instead of having you clip on the extra device. Since this is a subscription model, $79.95 a month, you know, we don't care if you've got the device clipped on or if you're using the app. So it's a good idea. It's one I've thought of. But I'll let you know, though, it's not fair that the restaurant gets to know ahead of time we're coming. Again, that's giving them more information than they really need.
You're really about taking the sort of this is really a libertarian approach to restaurant waiting, where you're saying, you know what, we're evening the score, we're turning the tables, we're taking the power back.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, you know, I'll be honest, if you're on your way somewhere, who's to say you don't change your mind and see a cool restaurant on the way and stop there? Mm. You know, the whole idea of pre-planning these days, I think, goes out the window. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Well, I do say that was it. Mark gave us a yay on that one, so we're going to put that in the yay category. 312-981-7200. We're doing Frying Pan tonight. The idea of the Me First, a contraption that I don't want to use negative language, but tricks the pager into putting you first in front of everybody else. That's pretty much how you sum it up. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll get to the news with Rob, and we'll come back, and we'll take your text and get to some of the more personal stuff that is coming through here. 312-981-7200. It's a download.
Hit me with that frying pan. 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 I said, hit me.
So good. Pete Zimmerman, Beats by Zim on that one. Hit me with that frying pan. That's right. We are back in studio with Steve Gadlin, the local inventor and innovator behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank. The principal investor is Mark Cuban. He's supposed to bring new ideas to Mark. Before he does that, he brings them here to the WGN audience for a yay or nay tonight. The idea is called the Me First. Mm-hmm. One more time, the elevator pitch, Mr. Gadlin.
Yeah, so the Me First is a little device that hooks onto your keychain, and when you go to a restaurant and they tell you, I'm sorry, your food's not ready, here's this pager for you. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, we can't seat you
yet.
So
frustrating.
It's very frustrating because they control when you eat and when you get to sit down and order. The Me First, you hold it up next to one of those pagers, press the button, and it will make it start buzzing and blinking so you can get your food right away, so you can get seated right away. It tells the restaurant, no, Me First.
312-981-7200. It's a shortcut. Right? I mean, that might be a more positive word than sort of a trick or...
Well, you know what? You wouldn't call it a shortcut if someone put a bunch of gates leading up to your front door, mm-hmm. and you found a way to hop over those gates. That's not a shortcut. That's removing an obstacle that doesn't even need to be there.
You're sort of like a restaurant or a diner's advocate in a way. You're like an activist for changing the way, or sort of freeing us from...
Oh, I advocate for all consumers. And once you get on the $79.95 a month subscription plan, you've got us in your corner.
All right, let's go to the lines. Let's go to Nabel. Nabel, yay or nay on the frying pan idea this week? The me first.
Yes, first time caller, really excited. But yeah, this idea I think would be a great if you have restaurants that would implement it. Uh-huh. I think a lot of restaurants that do have tables available but don't have servers available. So the level of service would drastically, you know, go down if you are constantly... Yeah, so a lot of tables are available only for the fact that there are not a server for those tables.
Right. Thank you so much, Abel. Thank you for that. That's a good point. Do you run the risk of having this immediacy and then seeing a sort of reduction in the quality of the service and possibly the food?
Look, I'm no restaurant expert. I'll say that now. Mm-hmm. I rarely eat out. But when I do, I often see servers just sort of chit-chatting around the register. So what this does is it motivates them to appreciate their job more, and it gives everyone a better experience. So, again, I'll be honest. I probably dine out once every 4 or 5 months, always on my birthday, always on my mother's birthday, and then if I'm invited out with friends. So, you know, I've relied on a lot of research from my peers to help bring this product to fruition.
Right. Yes. 630 gives a yay, says, I'm a selfish SOB.
Great.
And I love it.
Well, I don't know what the two things are, how those are related.
Well, me for like there's a lot, and we're going to get to that in the text about etiquette, selfishness, and the idea of a me-first society. There's a lot of sort of, you know, indicting this or sort of looking at how we are as a people.
Well, look, the train has already left the station as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. We are how we are as a society. And again, I'm speaking to investors primarily. Here is a tool that supports that people are going to buy.
Well, you get some 630 says, whatever happened to waiting your turn, something you should have learned in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. 563 says, so the heck with all the other people who've been waiting longer than you, that's just wrong. You know, it just says there's a sentiment here as I keep going. Let's see. I'm going to save that one. That's a good one. There's a lot of other ideas here, but it's just a lot of people say it's just rude.
Well, level playing field. Every person has the opportunity to pay $79.95 a month for the subscription plan and another $79.95 for the actual hardware. So this is a level playing field. Everyone has the opportunity to own the me-first. And we have a premium subscription for $149.95 a month. You get the no me-first with me in bold on that one, where you can go before someone who used the me first.
Oh, wow. So it's a different frequency.
Yes. Well, no, same frequency, but
it blocks their frequency.
It's a card that you hold up that says, no, me first.
219's got a great point. They said Six Flags does this. It's called the Fast Pass. I mean, the idea that you jump in front for you know, but for an extra fee.
Right. Well, that fee in that case goes to Six Flags. This fee is not going to the restaurant. This fee is going to... my company, which provides the service, and we are not in partnership with the restaurant. We are restaurant agnostic. We do not hop into bed with any of these food providers. We are there for you.
You believe that it's your right to get the food as quick as you can because you came in to eat there.
Not necessarily as quick as you can. We understand that it sometimes takes some time to make the food. We want you to get it when you're ready, not when the restaurant tells you you're ready. How condescending is that?
Well, let's go to
babies in high chairs.
Well, let's go to Craig. Craig's got a point on that. Craig, welcome to the download. All right, the me first, yay or nay?
At first, I thought it was a joke, but your screener assures me that it's not. But if you want to spend $1,000 a year to be an egomaniac, I guess that's up to you. But the part,
what does that have to do with the product? Are you talking about spending $1,000 a year to get headshots every month? No, this
is it's $1,000 a year to have this service. It costs $1,000. It's $80 a month. plus the cost
of the
unit.
We haven't done full calculations on it, but it is $79.95 a month.
Yeah, that's $959 and some change a year. It's what it costs.
Well, you're forgetting some startup costs.
Oh, okay.
You're forgetting some hardware costs.
Yeah, and that's $79.95 also. So it's over $1,000.
Well, there are some hidden costs as well.
It's over $1,000 a year. So yeah, you're justifying charging people over $1,000 to exercise their ego.
I don't get where the $1,000 comes from because this is $79.95 a month.
In the course of a year, you will spend $1,000.
But how much do you spend at restaurants over the course of a year? To be decided, right?
That's true.
I think you're throwing fuzzy math at me to confuse the potential consumers.
But the second part is the part that really kills me. And you just acknowledged it, actually, that you can go up there and say, where's my food? Not the part about getting a table, but the part about getting your food when you're ready.
Yes.
And you go up there, and the food isn't ready because they haven't made it yet.
Right.
And you're standing there saying, hey, where's my food? Where's my food?
Right.
You're an idiot.
I agree.
Now, I don't see that. I don't see that scenario.
Well, that's what I say. You're an idiot.
Well, now hold on a second here.
Your food is ready when the lights are blinking. Yeah, your food is ready when the light is blinking, except that you're making the light blink before your food is ready because that's what you want to do. But your food's not ready.
I think you're buying into a lot of restaurant propaganda here, sir. Because
I have to give up on Aristotle and the course of logic.
But who gets to tell you when your food is ready?
I would say the kitchen gets to tell me when my food is ready, when they put it out so that I can go and pick it up.
Well, that's where you and I disagree, sir.
All right, so there we go.
Okay, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks
bye
a lot,
bye.
Greg. Appreciate it. There you go, 312-981-7200. That was a tough... I mean, Craig made some really good points there.
I did not hear one good point, and maybe I'm confused.
All right.
Maybe I'm confused because I don't dine at restaurants frequently.
All right. Well, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll read the texts. We'll get to some of the more personal stuff, get to the phone calls, and wrap it up before 11. The Me First here on The Frying Pan. Stay with us.
Hit me with that frying pan.
All right, it's the frying pan. Steve Gadlin in studio with me tonight. 312-981-7200. We got 10 minutes to get through a lot of texts, and thank you for the yay. And what I love about this, Download Nation really comes to play in the way of giving Steve constructive criticism.
Mm.
And a little bit personal, and we saved the last part for the personal. 312-981-7200. All right, let's see what we got here. 815 says, so you'd spend $80 a month for a restaurant app that you might not even use. You're an idiot.
Well, I wouldn't, but the hope is the customer will.
563 says, $80 a month, somebody hit him in the head with the frying pan.
Okay.
708 just says, this guy's an idiot. So these are not necessarily constructive, but there's a lot on that theme.
You know, the $80 a month price point, how much do you pay for cable every month? How much do you pay for Netflix and Hulu and all those services? It's not out of line. How much do you pay to go to the gym every month?
Yeah.
$80 a month is just another thing on top of all that.
847 says this guy is clearly removed from common sense.
Mm-hmm.
630, and he also can't do math.
Okay.
So they're really getting on you about that.
Mm-hmm.
773 says, does it come with a stun gun attachment in case someone doesn't want me to go first? There's a lot about there. There's a lot saying, what about the people who be upset that you get to skip in front of them?
Yeah, we got in trouble as a company with using stun technology on a few of our inventions, mm-hmm. so we stay away from that. Otherwise, it's a good idea.
773 says, what about shock collars for servers?
Yeah, again, that's one we actually pitched on the show, I think. Resounding.
Yeah, it was
name.
A 2015.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to some of these calls. Let's just try to rail. Let's go to AJ. AJ, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on me first?
Yay.
All right.
First time caller. I appreciate everything you do. I mean, it's hard to just be an inventor, so, I mean, kudos to you on that one. But I really don't appreciate that, you know, for $80, man, you got to look at the expensive, you know, because, I mean, for $20, I know this particular restaurant I could go to for $28, always busy. I gave it 20 to a hostess, and she'll let me in right away.
Right. Oh, that's a good thing point.
Is, I'm a cook, so it's going to be hard for me. That means those tickets are going to come before the other ones, and I have to focus on those tickets before I serve my customer. All I want to do is give them the best quality food.
Well, you're helping to prove my point, AJ. You tip a hostess $20, you eat there once a week, that's your $80 right there.
Yeah,
who says
right.
I can't
so
do
this
math?
Is kind of like, that's a great point. That's the economics actually are in your favorite. Let's go to Angelique. Angelique, welcome to the Frying Pan, me first, yay or nay.
Why, thank you. And nay, child. All I have to say is this is replete with liability issues. If I have been sitting there waiting for 45 minutes and have been growing increasingly hangry, there are going to be, at the very least, nasty looks, glowers, and hisses at anybody who gets in front of me in order to get to my food.
Right, that was the question about the stun gun. That's right. Angelique, thank you for that.
Well, sounds like Angelique just needs to also purchase a me first.
Yeah, if she had one, then
solved.
She... Yeah, exactly. Bob, let's go to Bob. Bob, me first, yay or nay?
Nay on the me first.
You're a server.
Yes, I am a server at a busy Chicago restaurant, and we do happen to get a lot of regulars, so here's where my problem comes in. Now, on slow days, those regulars are what makes my paycheck, and somebody comes in, me first, they're used to me coming over, taking care of them right away. I may not be able to give them that service. They might stop coming.
Right.
Sometimes somebody has one bad experience.
And that's
there
it.
They go, out the door. I say, also the scenario, I sometimes have a party of 30 come in.
Ooh.
I get a couple of tables with this me first. I have to take care of them. Now, you know, maybe $500 in sales versus their $50 or $60 checks right there. That's going to impact my day.
Yeah, right. Thanks,
well,
Bob. Thanks for that.
You know, I don't think that's a problem with what I'm selling. You know, if you miss out on a party of 30 because someone came in with the me first, I think everyone just needs to learn, you know, first come, first serve. That's first come, first serve is the type of philosophy we all really need to embrace. And that's
I've seen it play out. Yeah. Sonny, yay or nay on me first.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Praise God. Doing great. Just driving around, staring out a window. I drive a truck for a living. I don't want somebody who doesn't drive a truck tell me how to drive my truck.
Mm-hmm.
This guy doesn't go out to eat, but he's telling us how to go out and eat. I eat out 5 days a week. Every night I shut down and I get a hotel and I go out to different restaurants in different areas. And that's all part of the dining experience. And if you're rushing in and rushing out to eat, you might as well go to Burger King.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, thank you, Sonny. Thank you for that.
Sonny, I'm an inventor, and I don't like non-inventors telling me how to invent my products.
Okay.
So, touche.
Touche. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go through some of these. 773 says nay, nay, nay.
Okay.
847 says your guest is a prime example of what's wrong with our society.
Interesting.
708 says nay. What makes you think your food will be ready just because you say it is? Capital U.
Well, what makes you
ridiculous.
Think your food is ready just because the restaurant says it is?
630 says you'll be the first to get slugged when taking someone else's food.
Well, nothing about this is taking anyone else's food.
847 says there are way too many holes in your premise to sell this to investors. Mm-hmm. Nay. That's actually, that one cuts close. That's probably, I know you pretty well after doing this.
You know,
this.
There are a lot of holes in a business designed around selling stick figure cats to people, but I hooked Mark Cuban as an investor, and they're selling
here we
quite
go.
Well.
Okay, let's not get defensive. We've talked about this. Okay. 630 says, this guy has no clue.
Okay, interesting.
630 says, I say yes because it's all about me, which seems sarcastic.
Great. Well, but he's right.
630 just says botulism. So I think that's about this conversation. Could be a different radio station. I'm not sure if that has. 773 says, nay, this is for whiny brats. Grow up, selfish, barf.
Well,
those are all like period, selfish, period, barf. So that's just so you get an idea.
Yeah, I think the problem is you have a lot of consumers that listen to your station, but you don't have a lot of seasoned investors that listen to your station.
Well,
sometimes, you know, I don't know what your demo is, but sometimes it takes a wise investor in their 20s or 30s to really understand a product versus, you know, maybe when you get into older age in your 40s and up, you're just not hip to modern concepts and might not see you know, see the benefit of something.
563 says, what makes you better than everybody else? 847 says, take your entitlement software elsewhere.
Okay.
847 says, you are not realistic. 262 said this would be a better idea to use in a public restroom, which I do agree. This, that if you had a me first and you were able to kick somebody out of a toilet when you needed it, that's an interesting...
No, that's good. We actually have something like that in development already.
And finally, 414
it's called
says...
P first.
Oh, that's
no,
great.
No, I'm just making a joke.
You're just making that up. You're making that up. Yeah. All right, 414, and this will leave on this one, says a better name for the me first is the a-hole, which is you. So...
Okay. I'm taking the criticism and I'm going to process it and come back stronger and better for it. But I think there were some yays in there that got swallowed.
It's hard.
By some
it's
of the,
hard to say because a lot
you
of
you only
it
hear
seemed,
the squeaky wheels.
It seemed a little the yays seemed very sarcastic. They were like, yay, because I'm a jerk. This is perfect for me because I'm a jerk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they were yays. Mm-hmm. I think they were sarcastic yays. People are kind of mocking you.
I didn't sense any mocking in any of the comments.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, again, I might be oblivious to what's going on here.
Well, I think that I love the concept, and I do say that I love the idea that you're putting the consumer first. I think that that's something new as opposed to the business, and I like the idea that this is for investors. Yeah. I just think that the Download Nation spoke, and they unequivocally said nay.
Well, next week then, huh?
I guess so. Okay. Steve Gadlin will be back next week here on the Download for the Frying Pan every Friday night at 10 o'clock. Steve, keep your head up. I know next week you're going to have a winner.
Yep.
And there you have it, another episode of The Frying Pan. The me first did not go over so well. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Steve Delahoyd, who listens to this podcast, and to his kids. Hey, Steve Delahoyd's kids. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And next episode is also pretty stupid and fun. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.